kind of grew up together through the clubs, you know, with Keith, and there was Keith, and there was Rod Holland. Not that Rod was doing the clubs with us, but Keith and the Crankies, and myself, and Stu Francis, and the Crackerjack Brigade. We were all in it together, working our way through that era, and it's a terrible loss, not only as a gentleman, but I mean, he was a great professional, Keith. You know, he was absolutely brilliant, and he'd put his money where his mouth is. He would actually go out and put a show together and invest in the show, you know, with dancers, full production. It's an era that sadly seems to have slipped away, and I think we're all the poorer for it. And I always admired him, and Keith garnered a lot of respect in the business for the fact that he would actually go out there and you know, he'd jump, he'd hold his nose and jump in the deep water. Keith put himself down to get on the college circuit entertaining the students, and he went in and auditioned to this body of people that booked the acts. And they said, oh, we don't do variety acts anymore. You know, he said, we're into the young alternative comics. And Keith is alleged to have said, oh, I'm not the Keith Harris. I'm a Keith Harris tribute act. And I just take the mickey out of Keith Harris and Orville, and I work to the younger audiences. And that's exactly what he did. I mean, the courage to take himself into a new generation, feet first, I think it says a lot about the man, and he's going to be sadly missed. And it's there won't be another one, will there?
I mean, he was funny, wasn't he? But he was never cruel in his humour.
Orville was something that generations, I mean, people even come up to me and says, I remember you when I was a kid. But Orville was across the board, everybody knew about the duck. And the fact that it couldn't fly. And it was a charming, lovely... It was something that the adults could get into as well as the children. I don't know whether it was aimed at the adults. I heard this phrase recently. I don't know whether it was aimed at the adults and that the children would love it, or vice versa.
And what was he like off the stage then, behind the scenes, when you came to talk to him? What was it? What's he like as a man?
It was fine. Great sense of humour. Do you know what, Howie? To survive... For that longevity, you know, for that 40-plus years, you have to have a sense of humour. You have to see things as they are. Lovely story, when he was doing a gig in Jersey, he wouldn't be separated from Orville. He wouldn't be separated. And he booked an extra seat for Orville in the box. And, you know, like people maybe take a dog on or a child on, and he wouldn't let the duck go into the hold. And how much of this is apocryphal, I don't know, but Keith always claimed that they were kept doing a head count of the passengers and realised that they hadn't got a Mr. O Duck on the manifest and called for it on the speaker. We're of the same era and of the same ilk, Keith and I, and I'm going to miss him, and he's going to be missed. The man had something. It was unique, and it fought with great identity, and great professional.